This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five with strong opinions on how to behave with technology. We're checking up with her regularly on this topic. Today, it's the unfortunate tendency to hit reply all with text messages.
So we have this rule in our house that my son has to turn his phone off when he goes to bed at night, and it stays downstairs. And so every morning when he wakes up for breakfast, he goes back, turns it on, and checks in. Well, the other morning, he had 672 text notifications on his phone.
From overnight?
Yes. Yes, you've got it. So what happens is a group of friends will start a group conversation or a group text, and it carries on so that you can see everyone's response. You're notified every single time somebody comments. Somebody makes an emoticon smiley face or says, "What's up?" or "Hey." Everybody who's included in this conversation is notified when that happens.
By the way, you paying by the text message? Tell me no.
Absolutely not. I had heard that this is something that had been happening to families, so no, we have the unlimited texting for sure.
All right, so when it comes to group texting, what's the Janelle Golden Rule going
to
be?
To the children, only say what you need to say and respect when someone says, "Please leave me out of this conversation." And parents, think about taking your kid's phone and keeping it downstairs, because while they may not be participating in the conversation, those disruptions are happening for them overnight.
The phone vibrating every few seconds, and even if they come off their homework for a moment and look over to it, that could be interrupting their studies.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is disrupted sleep is what I'm hearing from teachers, I'm hearing from physicians, is that that's what's making our teens and our adolescents tired, is the disrupted sleep due directly to the technology.
Janelle Burley Hoffman in Cape Cod, thank you.
Thank you.